Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145-50. Equal housing lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal DRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as this opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We're a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof of your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone, future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Today, we look at the celebrations of the day. And I'm gonna have to be very, very honest with you, as I always am. But there's some pretty interesting celebrations today. Interesting positive, not some of them not quite as positive. But we look at it, National Clean Out Your Computer Day. Okay. National Umbrella Day. I don't know about that one. Well, I'm not sure that was the one we were looking for. National Umbrella Day. National Home Warranty Day. Okay. Having beaten anorexia, here we go. I can tell you exactly what it is that I will be celebrating today. Anybody that has a great recipe on quality control, here it is. Cheese, cream cheese brownie day. That's it. Yeah, we'll take that one. I'll run with that. I do know a couple people that make some pretty good cream cheese brownies. So I will be looking for, enough from the audience here. I will be looking for a good cream cheese brownie sometime today. Let's take a look at the markets. What is happening in the markets right now? Dow Jones Industrial Average, obviously that has been a big roller coaster. We've been watching that one for you for some time now. But right now, as I speak to you, it's up 50 points. It was up 100. It was down a little. It's been jumping all around. We're watching where all of that is going. The NASDAQ is up 52.5 points. S&P 500 up a little over 9.5 points. 10-year Treasury at 1.559. There were a lot of people talking that it was going to go to 1.6, then it go to 2.0 when it started jumping up recently. We are at 1.56 as we speak. And obviously, one of the stocks that is driving the market, it's been driving the market consistently recently, and it's got to have some really strong blood pressure medicine. Yeah, it's been Tesla. Right now, it's at 764. It was up at about 820, 60 points higher earlier in the day today. Now it's up 107. It's up $16.44 a share. So you've got to have a strong stomach to be dealing in Tesla. Moving right along, let's see what else is going on in the market. Obviously, we've got the New Hampshire primaries. Those are coming up. We're going to have President's Day. Did you watch any of the Elite Fest last night where you get all the rich people saying that, you know, we shouldn't be listening to rich people? I get fascinated by listening to this whole saga in Hollywood just because there are all these people, they come in there in their limousines, they come in there dressed to the nines, they take their private planes into town, they're in the multi-millionaire category. Actually, there were some billionaires there last night. Hello, Jeff Bezos. And kind of fascinating stories. I don't watch much of it. I can't stomach much of it. Probably turned it off right after Brad Pitt showed his ignorance on TV. Most of them are just so crazy. How is it that you have I've got the name of the program that won for Best Picture. My guess is that 99% of the people never saw that, right? I mean, it was it had subcaptions on there. Do you go to the movies to watch the subcaptions? If you go to the movies to get your reading time in, is that what you're going to the movies for? Now, I go there to take a nap. I'm probably not like most people. I don't like movies at all. I don't like listening to them. I was glad to see that the lunatic De Niro was shut out. Ten nominations for his movie, not a single win. I was very happy to see that, just because I'm not a fan of watching somebody like that who's so over the top lunatic get out there. He thinks he's superior to the world and that his vote counts, his voice counts any more than anybody else. No, they don't count any more at all. They're just one vote, one voice. Personally, when I'm looking for entertainment, I am not interested in their political voice. If I want to get political things, I can listen to MSNBC Hee Haw, right? If I want to get a political voice, I can listen to the Cannabis News Network. If I want a political voice, I can listen to the Fox News Network. All of those, I know exactly what I'm going to get with every one of them, right? I know that MSNBC Hee Haw hates the president. I know Fox News loves the president. You get to listen to both of those and pick your poison right there. But I just go out there, and when I turn on something that I want entertainment, I couldn't care less about their political views. I just don't care. Moving right along, coronavirus affects 60 more passengers on a quarantine cruise ship. Are you going on a cruise anytime soon? So now we're stuck here. No cruising and no Boeing 737 MAX. So we're going to stay away from that. I mean, the busiest person apparently at the Academy Awards was the translator from the group for the Parasite movie. I think they got several awards last night, and the translator was up there pretty busy. John, the commentary I gave you a little bit ago from Looney Brad Pitt, saying that he wanted to hear from John Bolton. Well, maybe if his clones would have subpoenaed him, maybe if they would have gone through the process properly, the lack of intelligence chairman, Chicken Shift, right? Maybe he could have done his job properly. Yeah, maybe Brad Pitt could have heard from him, but I guess Brad Pitt doesn't understand the Constitution properly, so we're not going to hear that one. Moving right along. President Trump provides a budget that would cut $4.4 trillion in spending, boosting defense while slashing some of the safety nets, foreign aid. Do we really need to keep giving foreign aid to all these countries that don't like us? President doesn't think so. I seem to be on the same page. But before she sees it, obviously, Nancy Pelosi probably tore it up. I know she said she doesn't like it, but now I would imagine she probably tried tearing it up. She is trying now that she realizes what a fool she looked like on the State of the Union, tearing up the president's speech, tearing up the president's reference to some great Americans, that Tuskegee Airman, 100 years old, 11-year-old girl who's getting a scholarship to go to a school of her choice, family reunited with their military father who came back special for the event, Opportunity Zone beneficiary who got off drugs and got a job. Obviously, those things are things that Nancy Pelosi wants to tear up. She doesn't like that type of thing. Doesn't make sense to her. She doesn't understand it. But now she's already saying $4.4 trillion in savings. She doesn't even want to look at it. How does that work? I don't get what she's trying to accomplish there. But hey, you know something? It is loony Nancy Pelosi, so we can't say a whole heck of a lot. She's got her voice. She does. Like I was going to say, she leads the House of Representatives. She's technically the Speaker of the House, but I'm not sure she has any leadership role. She has to get everything she does approved by the squad over there, or the commie terrorists, as I call them. That would be Ilhan Omar, AOC, and the others, right? So Nancy Pelosi doesn't really get to do what she wants to do. She gets to do what they tell her to do. Seems a little odd to me after all the years, all the decades, maybe even all the centuries that Nancy Pelosi has been in the House of Representatives. She's been there, I don't know. I mean, she's probably seen at least half the presidents already, hasn't she? I just throw that out there for your consideration, for you to check and see what your thoughts are. And I've got a great broadcast lined up for you today. We're going to take some listener calls, but questions that have come in to us. We're going to talk about how pricing your home right makes a big difference. Top states Americans moved to last year. How to report revenue on small business credit cards. And remember, we've got our Girl Scout cookie sale going on. Now, if you haven't figured out where you're getting your Girl Scout cookies from, give us a call at 800-306-1990. We have a Girl Scout troop that we work with, and we picked our troop this year. We're going to buy Girl Scout cookies. You tell me how many boxes you want. Send the money to Ron Siegel Radio. The Girl Scouts will then deliver them to a nonprofit organization. That is the idea. So help us out. And anybody that sends us $25 for Girl Scout cookies, we will send a $100 Dining Guru gift certificate to you. Again, a $100 certificate. Just throw that out there. Jay Kaplan. Jay, I can't read, buddy. If I go to a movie, it's because I want to watch and I want to listen. I'm not going there to read. I don't know about that, man. Just throw that out there. It's just my opinion. I want to be entertained, and maybe something will, I might have to stay awake if I was reading it. Most of the movies I tend to go to sleep during, but that's just me. Again, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial market. When we come back, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. Replays available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Registered exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE 01869452.
Talk to Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. You just need you to make a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. What is happening in the market today? The Dow Jones Industrial Average now up 38 points. NASDAQ up 52, almost 53 points. The S&P 500 up 10.35. U.S. 10-year Treasury down 2 basis points. And the 30-year mortgage-backed securities, those are up. They've gone through what we would call a level of resistance. They're at 102.31. They have been the resistance at 102.25. So that is...
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
As that bond increases, we continue to see where the interest rates on home loans will drop, which is the idea that we're looking for right there. We're always wanting to see lower interest rates, although you know there is some issues there where we have to be careful. Interest rates going too low on the, when we look at the 10-year Treasury, that's what, for the most part, our seniors are living off of. So we've got to be real careful there. We don't want to hurt them. But there are some other places to put money that'll get a better return of investment than that 10-year Treasury. But as of right now, again, we are above that 102.25, which is a level of resistance. If we close above that, could give us some good news on the home front. We've been talking about that for quite a while, though, that the idea there is it could help and get ready for it, be in the right place for that. That's the idea there. Chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, will be speaking a couple times this week. That could have an impact on what the markets are doing. The bonds, we're going to go, if you're listening to our broadcast, you hear me say different numbers tomorrow from where they are today as far as that bond rate, the 102.25. There's a couple of issues there. Every month, the bonds go based on a finite period. They're a 30-year bond. They're a 10-year bond. So every month there is a rollover time during the month. That'll happen tonight. So when that bond does roll over, we get a little bit of different numbers, but it doesn't have an effect on interest rates. So you don't have to worry about that. Quiet news day, relatively quiet news week. But we, like I said earlier, we're going to hear from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell tomorrow and Wednesday. We'll also receive a look at the inflation via Consumer Price Index, CPI, on Thursday. Thursday. We get a 10-year note auction and a 30-year bond auction on Wednesday and Thursday, respectively. We've got the small business optimism comes out tomorrow, mortgage applications on Wednesday, initial jobless claims and a 30-year bond on Thursday, and retail sales on Friday. Retail sales is always a good number, an important number, because 70% of GDP is the consumer. Retail sales, obviously, a component of that. So we are watching all of those for you. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star, they've got the programs and the products. Everything you could possibly want, they've got them there. Everything from the FHA, low down payment, down payment assistance, VA loans, the bank statement loans, self-employment loans, all of them are there. You just need to make the phone call. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Let's look and see what else is going on in the marketplace. If I can get my computer to wake up for me today. I always like watching some of the different stories that come up and seeing how we can help people. We get a lot of messages coming in and questions that come in. Just throwing you that information to get that out to you and try and answer whatever questions we can. Now, I've shared with you that we're coming out with a very interesting program. We've dealt with our friend Jay Kaplan for many, many years helping our seniors. And I know Jay's on the older side, so he helps us out with a lot of the seniors. through our new alliance with the Society of Financial Awareness nonprofit organization, we're going to start doing some seminars on college financial planning. And that's a big, big issue because we want to educate people on how and where they can go to get college information. But equally as important, what we want to do is show you how you might be able to reposition assets to get some of that $2.7 billion that the federal government has available that never gets distributed, $2.7 billion annually that does not get distributed because people are not putting, are not doing their financial their financial reports the right way for the federal government. They're not taking advantage of what money is available out there. And this money then ends up just being left sitting. If you figure out how to do your FAFSA forms the right way, you might find that there's more money, even regardless of your status in life, right? I mean, I don't know, most of us, for the most part, if we can get our share of that $2.7 billion, we'd probably be happy. Now, maybe you've got more money than you need. Maybe you don't care about $2.7 billion. To me, that is an important number, and if there's money out there that's not being used, why not? Shouldn't we take advantage of that? Wouldn't we be better off taking advantage of that? I'm just going to throw that out there for you. So let's look into it. We want to help you correct that. Now, we're going to start with some doing just the assessments for you. There are services out there we're working on strategic alliances with for the Ron Siegel Radio listener, so that you can actually get some of that money that's geared for you, that you can help for your family to help you get into a better product, a better project, all by doing it the right way. Now, does it cost money? Some of those do. The financial awareness seminars, Rat Society of Financial Awareness, those are free. So if you have an organization that you want us to come and chat with, as long as there's 15 or more people, we're more than happy to come and bring all the information, give you all the tools you need for free. If you decide that you want to connect with one of the service providers for a done-for-you, that'll be available. They'll even give a discount to anyone that is a Ron Siegel Radio listener. But here's the whole issue, and it's a very fascinating one. Starting October 1st, the federal government does begin accepting that free application for financial aid, commonly known as the FAFSA, for the 2020-2021 school year. The financial aid form determines what type of federal assistance you can receive for schools, such as grants, subsidized and unsubsidized loans, and work-study programs. State colleges and other private organizations also use the form to help award financial assistance. Everyone in college or grad school or going next year should fill it out. No one should automatically assume they're not going to qualify. Why should you fill it out? Well, while state-level Pell grants are reserved for only those families with income of $60,000 or less, those with higher incomes can still qualify for federal unsubsidized loans that are not need-based. If you're six-figure income, the chances of getting need-based aid are pretty small unless you have multiple kids. While both types of loans do not require payments while you're in school, unsubsidized loans accrue interest during that time. The federal government pays the interest on subsidized loans while you're studying. In general, federal student loans are better than private loans because they have fixed interest rates and a deferred period. Federal loans often offer many repayment plans that fit your needs after you graduate. Many colleges and universities also use FAFSA to award scholarships, and states use the form to dish out loans and other financial assistance. If you plan to attend community college and don't need help paying for it, you may want to take out federal loans anyway. That's because if you choose to transfer to a higher priced school to complete your undergraduate degree, you can use these loans for your junior and senior years. There is a cap, $7,500 on federal loans during those last years, but you can still use loans from your freshman and sophomore years to make up for leftover costs. So why should you submit the FAFSA? It depends, or when I should say. It depends. Some colleges have deadlines for their merit-based awards that occur before FAFSA deadline of June 30th, 2020. Some schools also have finite scholarship resources. Additionally, states may have their own deadlines for their grants. You can visit the FAFSA website for details. If you're applying for need-based aid from the federal government, waiting longer may be better when you've paid more expenses and have less in the bank. According to certain sources, you want to be applying when your family contribution can be as low as possible. Filling out the FAFSA, I like to outsource it. We've got a team that takes care of that. If you need some assistance, my wife did it when our son was in school. Not a fun thing to do. If you're considered a dependent student on how you answer specific questions on the FAFSA forms, your parents will need to provide some information. Both parents typically need to do this if they are married or live together. FAFSA provides other guidance if your parents are separated, divorced, remarried, or widowed. If your parents need to fill out the FAFSA form and you or your brother or sister, they can transfer information from a completed FAFSA application to a new one. More information on that, just give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Again, connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. The replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure?
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G.
Well, welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
For any time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. You just need to go. I'm sorry. This is a real-time real estate segment. Why would I be talking about Credit Sanitizer? It's one of these things when you're getting going in too many directions and have too many things in your mind, you got to be careful. So real-time real estate, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you already have your dream home, text SLT Home Digest to 79564. SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find out exactly what the county recorder knows about your property. Find out exactly what the county recorder thinks about your, or the market thinks about your property. Values, did they go up this month? Did they go down this month? All that information, you can find that right there. It's all free. It's all services from your friends here at Ron Siegel Radio. How pricing your home right makes a big difference. That we've talked about this many, many times. Pricing your home is a major issue. And one of the things that we always want to make sure that you have happening is that you are getting multiple offers on your property. The more offers you get on your property, the more money you're going to get. Think about this. When a house is listed for sale, generally you're going to be getting offers. Offers generally come in the state of California between 2 and 6% below the list price. 2 to 6% below the list price. When you're pricing properly, our whole goal is to see how many offers, how many people we can get to come in and see your property. When there is a bidding war on a property, so I think in California, you're looking at 3 to 5% over list price. Orange County, California, 7% over list price. Those are just statistics. I don't make them up. I just report them. So even though there's a big buyer demand for homes in today's low inventory market, it does not mean you should price your home as high as the sky when you're ready to sell. Here's why making sure you price it right is key to driving the best price for the sale. If you've ever watched the show The Price is Right, you know the only way to win the game is to be the one to correctly guess the price of the item up for bid without going over. This means your guess must be just slightly under the retail price. When it comes to pricing your home, setting it at or slightly below market value will increase the visibility of your listing and drive more buyers your way. This strategy actually increases the number of buyers who will see your home in their search. Why? When the potential buyers look at your listing and see a great price for a fantastic home, they're probably going to want to take a closer look. This means more buyers are going to be excited about your house and more apt to make an offer. When this happens, you're more likely to set up a scenario with multiple offers, potential bidding wars, and the ability to drive a higher final sale price at the end of the day, even when inventory is tight. Pricing it right or pricing it to sell immediately makes a big difference. Here's the one thing. Homeowners who make the mistake of overpricing their homes will eventually have to lower the price anyway after they sit on the market for an extended period of time. This leaves buyers wondering if the price drops were caused by something wrong with these homes, when in reality, nothing was wrong. The initial prices were just too high. I am sharing right now on our screen, if you're watching us on Ron Siegel Radio, I'm sorry, on ronsiegelradio.tv, I've got a screen that I'm sharing right now, or a graph that I'm showing the impact of price on visibility. And I don't know if it's too small for you to see on there, but I'm going to give you the word's eye view. 60% of the marketplace will see your property if it is priced correctly, if it's priced at market value. So if you've got a $500,000 house, that's the market value. You price it at $500,000. 60% of the people looking for $500,000 houses will see your property. If you drop that price 10%, now 75% will see your property. And if you drop it 15%, 90% will see your property. Now, I'm not suggesting you sell it for 15% below market value. I'm suggesting that you consider showing it at that. Now, the other way around, if you're 10% over, only 30% see it. So if you price that $500,000 house at $550,000, you think, well, I'm going to look for an offer. Only 10% of the market, or only 30% of the marketplace is going to see that property. So they're not going to ever know about it to give you an offer. And you're going to be fighting yourself. I'm going to explain fighting yourself in just a minute. If you price it $15,000 over, only 10% of the marketplace will see your property. And again, you're going to be fighting yourself. We want to get to a point. What do I mean by fighting yourself? Our goal here is to make sure that the most possible people see your property. Now, there are several ways that we educate people on how to get that most possible people seeing your property. You can do it through price, but you can also do it and try and get the real estate professionals to come out and show your property more. That is something that is a very interesting strategy that we share with real estate professionals all the time on how to do this. And a lot of real estate professionals, they're what we call a one-trick pony. They understand how to negotiate based only on price. Well, we want to learn how to negotiate or sell based on other things other than just price. How about incentives? How about making more people or incentivizing more people to come see your property? There are strategies for that. And that's one of the things that as a educator, we tend to do a lot with the community that we chat with, is teaching and guiding the real estate professionals how to get you as a home seller the most money for your property. So always looking to educate. If you want to know more about the strategy, give me a call, 800-306-1990. Again, as I've shared with you in the past, I don't sell real estate. So it's not as if I'm asking you to call me for my benefit. If you do this or don't do this, it's strictly for your benefit. That's why we do the radio program every morning, is so that you get some great information, or what we believe is to be really good information to help you and your family. So bottom line here, if you're thinking about selling your home this year, let's get together so you have a professional on your side to help you properly price your home, maximize demand from the start. And the idea here is if we do this the right way, if we do this strategically, you're going to end up getting more money for your house in a shorter period of time. Now, I've said this many, many times on the radio broadcast. I've never had a real estate professional. I've had many of them come on the programs. Never had one of them tell me I was wrong. There is no homeowner that really likes the idea of having their house for sale. Do you like having people come traipse through your house? Do you like having to have your house museum quality all the time? No, nobody likes that. What you really want to do is you want to have your home sold. So if you were to list your house this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, have showings starting on Saturday and accept an offer on Sunday for the highest possible price, multiple offers, wouldn't that be ideal? Wouldn't that be the strategy you want to know about? But unfortunately, homeowners don't know the strategy and real estate professionals aren't learning the strategy. So we go out there and we show it to as many people as we possibly can just for your benefit. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Top states Americans moved to last year. We're going to talk about that. How to report revenue on a small business credit card application. We'll get into that one. And we'll see if we've got some tax strategies for you. If there is enough time, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. On Twitter, @RonSiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the Your Credit Matters segment today. Being brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. How to report revenue on a small business credit card application. That is our subject. Strive to help you make financial decisions with confidence. To do this, many or all of the products featured here are from different partners that we talk to. However, this does not influence any evaluations. When filling out the revenue portion of a small business credit card application, you want to make sure small business or side hustle look its very best. Without stretching the truth, but revenue can swing dramatically from year to year, and credit card applications often don't spell out what you should or should not include when reporting it. So what counts as an honest, just the facts general? So what counts as an honest, just the facts answer? Generally, in credit card applications, issuers want to know your verifiable gross revenue from the previous year. What should you include? Revenue is the income your business generates from services, sales, and other sources. So there was a survey of card issuers, American Express, Bank of America, Capital One, Chase, Citi, and Discover, about what exactly should be reported as revenue on a small business credit card application. And the answers were similar. The overall themes of applicants should report gross annual revenue. That is, revenue before taxes and other expenses are taken out. This is different from profit, which is revenue minus costs. The figure should be from the previous year. Generally, that means you should not be reporting sales projections as revenue, although some issuers may be okay with that if your business is new. It's important to stick to the facts when reporting your business's gross annual revenue, but don't sell yourself short. Gross revenue can include several sources of business income. Typically, revenue comes from the sale of business products or services, the sale of surplus equipment and property, the sale of stock in the business, and a variety of other sources, large and small. An important note, you do not have to have a registered business, say a limited liability company or an S-Corp, to report revenue on a small business credit card application. You can also report revenue as a sole proprietor. You might be a sole proprietor, for example, if you drive for a ride-sharing service, Uber, Lyft, sell items online, work as a freelance graphic designer. If you are a sole proprietor, be sure to indicate this on your application when the issuer asks about your business's legal structure. And in the field where you add your business tax ID, put your social security number instead. What do you want to leave out? When you're reporting revenue on a small business credit card application, it's best to exclude revenue you cannot verify. Don't report it if you can't verify it. In some cases, issuers may ask you for paperwork to back up the numbers you reported. So it's best to stick to what you can prove. Lying or including pie-in-the-sky predictions could cost you an approval. Income that's not business related, it might sound obvious, but if you work a full-time job and sell items on eBay as a side hustle, for example, income from your full-time job should not be considered revenue. However, it can be included in the income field of the application. What if your business is new? When your business is new, you might not have any revenue to speak of, and it's okay to say that on your application. In an email, Chase notes that applicants should report zero in revenue if the business has no actual revenue. And Capital One says you should only report actual revenue that has been generated by the business on the application. Policies do vary, but reporting a big goose egg for revenue does not necessarily mean your application will be rejected. Discover, they require both income and revenue in their application. For new businesses that do not have revenue, they rely on the income for decision-making. Some issuers, it could be okay to include sales projections. When businesses are new, generally clients will report projected revenue on their business plan. projected sales, and potential contracts. Just be sure to keep those supporting documents handy in case the issuer follows up with any questions. Specific major issues when they're asked, small business credit card issuers would what should be included and excluded from revenue reported on credit card applications. American Express asks for annual business revenue on its small business credit card applications. Bank of America, they want, for credit requests, clients typically report last year's sales when providing gross annual figures. Capital One, for the revenue section, business owners should include the gross revenue collected by the business over the last year. Applicants should not include any revenue or income streams that are not directly tied to the business on the application. Chase says, the revenue you report on your credit card application should be what you last reported for your business revenue before any expenses. Citi says annual business revenue on its small business credit card applications, the issuer didn't provide anything more than that. And Discover, applicants should include the latest available annual revenue that can be verified. So there's the information from the sources. That is your Credit Matters segment brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Again, Credit Sanitizer, they have the solutions for you. Top states Americans moved to last year. We shared some of this information on the social media channels last week. Moving into Idaho, Washington, North Carolina, New Mexico, Tennessee, Rhode Island, Arizona, Alabama, D.C., and Texas. Moving out of? Going to really surprise you. Moving out of New York, West Virginia, South Dakota, Illinois, Louisiana, New Jersey, Delaware, Nebraska, Indiana, and Connecticut. Some of the highlights, Americans are on the move in the most recent Atlas Van Lives Migration Pattern Survey, tracked 2019 traffic flow from state to state. Idaho held on to the top spot for high inbound states for the second time since 2017, followed by Washington State. New York was the country's outbound move leader in 2019, a designation it most recently held in 2014. So those are the states that seem to be getting the most play right there. I'm going to try and see if we can get that up on the screen for you right now, where people are moving to and from. It's a fascinating report. Now, this is from the movers, the moving company, right? So that is not necessarily the same as what we talk to you about on a regular basis when we're talking about the how money moves, because we do share that how money moves with you also. We talk about that one on a regular basis. In fact, I had some folks over the weekend hit us up on the socials and talking about where the data comes from. And I shared the website, howmoneywalks.com. And they talk about, especially when we're looking at California, how much money is always leaving Calizuela, right? It's just a constant outflow of money for many, many years now. Look at 1992 to 2018, the latest numbers there are $73.5 billion in adjusted gross income. That's tax return dollars. That's leaving Calizuela. I understand that people might be moving here, but the people with the money are moving out. Yeah, those Hollywood elites and the Silicon Valley elites, they're the ones. So those guys, they're all moving out of the state while they tell you and I to stay here. Money coming into California from New York, Illinois, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. Our money leaves going to Nevada, Texas, Arizona, Oregon, and Washington. Nevada gets $16.9 billion. I find it fascinating. The money leaves California, goes to Nevada, then they start voting in Nevada, do the same things that they left California for. Does that make any sense to anybody? I just wonder how many times people continue to do that thing. I agree, Gomer. I just don't get it. It's surprising the heck out of me why you go somewhere and vote the way you left. Does not make any sense, but that's your choice. It is a free country. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. As I ask every week, set that first radio, or every day, set the first radio preset button to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors, A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. Of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or need any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.